بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت مولانا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نفس الزاد یہ بات معلوم ہے کہ ایک شخص یہ جاننا چاہتا ہے ہاؤ ڈو یو کم ٹو نو دیٹ یو گو دا کلوز ٹو سم ون. ایوری ون آف اس ار ٹرائنگ ٹو گیٹ کلوز ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. اٹس آبویس ایوری ون آف اس دیٹ از وائی وی آر سٹنگ ہیئر. دی انٹینشن دیٹ ہاؤ وی کین بیکم مور کلوز ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. ناؤ اٹس امپورٹنٹ دس مچ دیٹ ٹو تھنگز از ون ریزن. Without the two things, you cannot get close to Allah. One is knowledge. Knowledge is important. Without knowledge, no matter what you do, it will not be accepted. So in case a person thinking now is 4 rakat namaz, first of Isha, then maybe 5 rakat. She's making 5 rakat into 4. Will that be accepted? Not accepted. You say, I'm making extra of Hadda. Allah only accepted. Now, a person keeping fast, he thinks to himself that, no, I'm keeping fast. Iftar is 7 o'clock, let me get 8 o'clock. One of extra. He's got that intention with a good intention, will that be accepted? Not accepted. That's the 4 rakat namaz is 5 rakat. Likewise, it was said, it was implemented, iftar, it takes longer. Now, to keep fast also, we know it's a very great ibadah. But a person, let me keep an 8-day week fast. I know Mahazad told us once that he went on 8 days to one village and that person was keeping fast. Now, he was very happy about it. But because he had respect for that wala, Hazrat told him, you cannot keep fast on this day. It is not permissible. You broke his fast. But just to tell you that ignorance way can take you to. There was one Buzhuk for 30 years. He put impurities in nose and ears so that when he made namaz, those things mustn't come into his nose, all the good fragrance, whatever. For 30 years he did that. But when he came to know that that is not permissible, he cried for so many years and he repeated that 30-year ibadah. So ignorance is not accepted in Islam. With that knowledge, you don't have to become alim. You must have sufficient knowledge to know what is right and wrong. Either you sit in the company of the pious people and you learn from them. Whatever you could do, different ways you can learn. But you have to learn. You can't say you not learn, must learn. Second is fear of Allah. Fear of Allah. Because a person has known so much of knowledge can have, but he does not have fear of Allah, that knowledge can just take him away. So many people you have seen got so much of knowledge, but because they got no fear of Allah, they have lost everything. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there is no one more knowledgeable than me. And there's no doubt about it. Before the Ummah and this, all the Nabis together, the knowledge that Rasulullah has got, it can't compare. He said to them, there's no one more knowledgeable than me. And he said also, there's no one who fears Allah more than me. There's no one who fears Allah more than me. So just imagine that these two things must go together. In other words, fear means taqwa. Taqwa. You mustn't have that much fear that it becomes, that's why Nabi Karim made a dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma as'aluka min nafsi. Allahumma inni as'aluka min. Oh Allah, I see fear of that much will become barrier between me and sin. In khashyaka ma tahum bi bayni wa bayna ma'asi. Oh Allah, ask that kind of fear that will be a barrier must become between me and sin. Not more than that. Because you have more than that fear, the possibility that you begin to do wrong, to lose hope. So these two things Mahatma says, how do you come to know that you got fear, you got a closer grip on Allah Ta'ala, says that these two things you must have first. First thing is that. Then mujhe kitna ilm hai. If you got the two things, then no doubt you may shukr to Allah Ta'ala. If you got knowledge, and side by side you got fear of Allah Ta'ala, then you got shukr. But not there, don't just stop there. It's obvious this one that how do you come to know that you know you got the fear of Allah? Everyone say, I fear Allah. Everyone say, I fear Allah. But how do you come to know you got fear of Allah? For example, if you commit a sin, Allah must protect us from sin. A person by mistake commits a sin, he gets completely disturbed. So why completely? That disturbance that he has in him, that Allah does not allow him to sleep also. His food goes away too, his sleep goes away, everything goes away. Why he committed this? When that condition comes into you, then you wonder that, mashallah, very good condition. That he gets so disturbed, I cannot sleep also. Oh Allah, why you? Everything becomes a problem for you if you commit one mistake too. You get so disturbed, why did I commit that mistake? Why I made that mistake? Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, one person came to ask for fatwa. He gave the fatwa, but usually he doesn't give fatwa just like that. Take some of time, give me a little bit of time. That day that person was in a haste. Hazrat, I want the fatwa, I want the fatwa. So he just signed and gave it to him. After he signed and gave it to him, the fear came into him that what? Did I do the right thing? What will happen now on the day of Qiyamah? What will happen to the people now? What have I done now? That concern became so strong in him that that person came back running after that because he saw what he came back. Hazrat, you forgot to stamp it. Yes, bring now, I'll stamp it now for you. He never stamped it. He didn't stamp it after that. See how Allah has saved him. I'm trying to say, when you got fear of Allah Ta'ala and for knowledge together, how Allah saves him. This is what we are lacking today. If you have these two things in us, that disturb, you must be disturbed by coming this guna. It must be true incentives that you know you're disturbed, you don't eat food also. Why I committed this sin? You know, like sin must become poison in front of us. This is what we have to get into us. As he says so nicely, yeah, you know what? When you get this condition in you that you got knowledge and fear of Allah, that don't have pride. Pride will not come in. Right? Now that I fear Allah Ta'ala, I may shukar about knowledge. Because the more knowledge a person has, the more humble he becomes. If knowledge does not bring humility, then that is not knowledge. Not knowledge. I say, then what happens? You make sure that you fulfill every faraiz, every sunnat. When you have knowledge, every faraiz, every sunnat, you fulfill everything. And makruhat and haram you keep away from. Doubtful things you keep away from. You know when you have the true knowledge and fear of Allah Ta'ala, then you even keep away from those things which are supposed to be called doubtful things. When you become doubtful, then you completely keep away from it. You don't say haram. Leave it the mess. If you belong to the mess, it's something else. But if you belong to the special ones, then those doubtful things you keep away from you. You don't go near it at all. You know, you do not point finger at anyone. You don't run anyone down. You don't look down anyone, but when you say this is doubtful, you don't be doing the phone up and ask this mufti and that mufti to get some kind of condition living karunga. No, doubt. There is a doubt in his khalas. Not do you look down anyone, but you keep away. Mahadat is saying that, you know. Mustahibat or khilaf ola says to darat are dead. You must leave it out completely. You must leave it out completely. Zahiran and batin unto me, inside and outside. Now listen to very carefully. Just as a person keeps away from zina, he keeps away from adultery, that's how he has to keep away from ghibat also. Mahazat trying to say that you know, if you're talking of something, your outside and the inside are the same.
Your outside and inside must be the same. Your outside is making sure you keep away from zina. But you're not inside, not keep away from riba, bad biting. Did this? Now that's not right. Keep it. Haan lage balki zina se ashad. We know this month that riba is even more severe than zina. This does not mean a person will commit zina. This time to show you this month that zina is so severe, is more, the riba is more severe than the kids zina. Because once you make zina, commit zina, Allah must protect us. The person has to maafi, Allah forgive him. But backbiting, Allah, what is the reason? That is worse. Now we have to ask ourselves, can stop while we listen to majlis. If we got those things, we must make dua, ya Allah, take it out of me. This is what we have to do now, sitting down here, because we got this habit in us. So he says, ke haram, par ke zina, jis tarah sharab ko chora hai, to jurm ko bhi chhod do. If you talk bad of the person who is drinking, it is not for the sharabi. But he may not be telling lies. He may not be telling lies. You are telling lies, you are not taking sharab, but you are telling lies. He may be better than you for that, because every time you say sharab, you toba, Allah forgive me. And if you tell me, why are you drinking? He says, yeah, please make dua for me. You don't hear them saying that. You even see a person say, why are you drinking? But when I'm so weak, make dua for me. You mean that that's what it is? But the person who tells lies, which way? You know, Nabi Karim himself said, a mu'min do not tell a lie. A mu'min does not tell a lie. Now, can you imagine now? Bas apne amal aur akhlaq pe apna jaiza leta rehna. He said, in your action now, a person who has taken the road to Allah Ta'ala, and got knowledge and got a fear of Allah Ta'ala, there's two things that he must take stock of himself, every move that he makes. This road to Allah Ta'ala is every move that you make, you have to take stock of yourself. I spoke this thing, am I right or wrong? I did this thing, my eyes went there, it went right there. My ears heard this thing, yet they heard it. This is what you call heran, you know heran, disturbed. A person disturbed. One is disturbed the world, and one disturbed Allah mustn't get disturbed. Because the road to Allah Ta'ala is no end. Every time you make 2 steps, you are 10 steps away. No man can say, I reach Allah. The more he's going, more nearer. The more near he is going, he's further away. Allah is beyond. You must not, a person who says he reached Allah Ta'ala, he is no way. That's why you see a buzrug, you see he's gone very high, but in his eyes, gone no way. Why did Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Ghangohli Rahmatullah say, "Main khinzir se bhi badta hu"? To say that for a person of so great caliber, high status, and in our eyes, he was someone so great. He was so great, it's unreal. So great that his own Shaykh had to say, if Allah had to ask me what you can word, say Rashid and Qasim, to say that for a Shaykh, to say that what's the meaning of the status of that person. And he is saying that I'm worth in Khinzir. Because in his eyes, whatever he is nothing. This is what we are supposed to feel like that too. That person can only have this quality in him who does not have pride in him, who does not high and mighty of himself, does not be high and mighty of his actions too. When he does his actions, we say, ya Allah, I did nothing. He's not according to your expectations. So every action, as he says, apne amal, akhlaq, apna jaiza leta. I spoke like that. Why I spoke like that? I've heard that person. I spoke. What are you going to do about it? See, one is say, I heard that person, khalas. That's not what a person will do. A person who takes the road to suluk, he makes one mistake, he must not make that mistake again. If any time he's making the same mistake, what benefit did he, what he really benefited? Nothing at all. Continuously. So every moment he says, ke balke amar al-akhlaq pe apna jaiza leta rahe, ke suluk tay hota raha hai, aur muqaddar banta raha hai. By you continuously keeping an eye on whatever you are doing, I spoke wrong here, you put it right. The moment you start putting your wrong right all the time, you're getting closer to who? Allah Ta'ala. This is what, that's why they say, continuously look into your own life all the time. How you behave, what you do, what you say. And always remember, when you make a mistake and someone tells you you made a mistake, you say, I made a mistake. The moment you say you make some kind of story, that means you're not right. Mujhse galti ho gayi. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi had one kamal in him, or a lot of kamal he had. One great kamal, if a person said, Mujhse galti ho gayi, accepts later. But if a person makes stories, unki khabar lete hai. Unki khub khabar lete hai. Then he doesn't leave him. Tell him, I said, Mujhse galti ho. But all the time, can't make galti too. Can't make mistake all the time. Everything has got its limits in it. So we have to look into our actions now. How we behave, what we do at home also. You know, with our children, how we behave. With our wives, how we behave. Outside, not so much so. You cannot pass outside. Outside akhlaq, you don't talk about outside akhlaq. You say, what is banawati hai? One banawati hai. Akhlaq in your house, how you fight yourself, you know. How you make sure that you make to, you know, kisi ka dil rakhna bahut badi cheez hai. To keep someone's heart is a very great, as long as not to commit a sin. Sheikh Jisi Rahmatullah Ali, you know, he was keeping fast one day. He was one old man from very far, he traveled and came. When he came, he traveled so far and came. When he came to him, he brought something for him to eat. Something to drink. Foreign pilia. He was fasting. The murid said, Hazrat, Roza hai rakha hai. Ye wo to kafara ho sakta hai. Lekin kisi ka dil todna, wo kabhi nahi ho sakta. That is a thing you must understand, that you do not hurt anyone's feelings and heart. Continuously with a child, with a wife, with everyone else too. That is called jaiza, Hazrat is still jaiza. My Hazrat never even hurt anyone, not even a fly too. Not even a fly. If a bug comes, doesn't come there. So he says, Magar khilaf ula hota, suluk mein unke bhi tarak kar do. Dekhe, thuk. He says, very nicely. Masjid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So many things you may find that person doing something wrong, there's a way of doing it. In Masjid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one big one came and spat. He spat. The Sahaba were angry about it. They're angry. But no one could say anything. So Nabi can say no. So they were of that kind. They were of that kind. They know how to act. When that person made peshab in the masjid, how, what a thing it was, but how Nabi Karim said, no, do not. Everything, don't. And he allowed him to urinate and thereafter then go wash the thing. Thought everything. But he said, there's a place of masjid, he will not do that. As we say, the Sahaba were everywhere the highest as far as suluk was concerned. They were highest. As far as suluk was concerned, they knew how to behave. They knew how to behave. So this is what it is. Then Hazri gives one incident, you know. There was a king. He had a very handsome person as a security for him, you know, bodyguard. Bodyguard. Now when they have a bodyguard, they want the bodyguard to keep 24 hours eye on you. Not 1 minute must the eye must move away. You got a bodyguard of that kind. You know, how the more bigger you are, you have that kind of bodyguard. And this bodyguard was very close to this king and Buddha. He was very close. And the king liked him too. He was very handsome, very strong also. As we say that. Haseen al khusurata isko qatal kara diya. Why did he kill him? Now look at that. Why? One day you're sitting in a company of all the people together. And that time was very important to look after him more. When you come up, when a president comes in public,
His bodyguards will be on guard. They were more on guard. So he was on public that time. The king was. And he only looked at him and saw that he was not looking at him, he was looking at someone else. Looking at someone else, not looking at him. Oh, khalas. If something has happened to me, what is what? He is supposed to look at me and look at my concern, my sin. For that he killed him. For that he killed him. Qatal karta. Eh Musalmana, tum bhi Allah Ta'ala ke gulam ho. Eh Musalmano, tum Allah Ta'ala ke gulam ho. As he got cuttled by his mind, his eyes were supposed to be directed to the king. He took his vision away from the king to somebody else. Kill him. He's not worth saying here. Eh Musalmano, tum bhi Allah Ta'ala ke gulam ho, jab tum namaz padte ho aur sajde mein peshani to zameen par rakhte ho, to dil tumhara kahin kahin jaata hai. Your heart really supposed to be in what way? So as he's got killed there, tum to gulami se nikal gaye, to tum to itni ho, waqt itna ho, you see what bhala kar dena chahta. You supposed to kill straight away. You're supposed to kill, you kill straight away. That out, how the king killed that person. You also, at the time of Sajda, when you're there, where were your mind? If your mind away from him, then you should be killed. You should be killed. Magar wo kareem hai. This is what Hazri says, wo kareem hai. Allah is kareem. Allah is kareem hai. अपने कर्म से ऐसा तो नहीं करते हैं मगर बातिनी हलाकत हो रही है तो इस काइंडनेस अल्लाह ताला विल नेवर किल यू बट यू आर ओनली किलिंग योर इनसाइड विल बी किल्ड इन व्हिच वे यू डैमेजिंग योर इनसाइड यू नॉट गेटिंग प्योर्ड दिस डज नॉट मीन वन इज टू पुट योर माइंड टू नमाज रीडिंग व्हाइल यू नमाज All kind of thoughts can come. We're not concerned about that. But you put your mind to it. Your mind must be namaz. When sajda is, you know they say when you put in the sajda, you know these nostrils, your eyes must look towards the nostrils. Look towards the nostrils. Concentration is called that. And when you go into sajda too, your eyes will look towards the nostrils. And you don't have to stress and strain. Just normally, just look at the nostrils, time of sajda. How you can concentrate that my Allah is looking at me. If you can conceive Allah, you can look at Allah, you can see Allah. In that way, you're concentrating and you're going to sajda and you look at your nostrils at that time. You see what concentration you get. Magar wo kareem hai. باطنی ہلاک ہو رہی ہے کہ نماز قلب میں جو طاقت آنا چاہتا ہے وہ مخلوق کا خوف قلب سے بالکل نکل جاتا ہے If you read the نماز in a manner how you supposed to read the نماز then the fear of the creation will be out of your heart You got the fear of the creation because you have the fear of creator only because why? How you supposed to read نماز 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 تو بات یہ چل رہی تھی کہ جس قرب ہوتا ہے وہ پھونک پھونک کر قدم رکھتا ہے When the Hazrat Sahib is saying that the actual thing is the moment you got the closer of Allah Ta'ala what comes into you? More, I want to go more. No. You want to act more curious. I want to get more to see Allah. I want to do this, I want to do that. How I want to do that, I want to get more near to you. For example, zikr. You don't know what is zikr. The zikr of Allah, if you only make the zikr of Allah, continuously make the zikr of Allah, every moment. When you sit in your cry, Allah you're making. You sit alone in the masjid, Allah you're making. In a business alone, Allah you're making. Continuously making Allah all the time. What happens? آنکھ کو بھی دیکھ کر اٹھائے گا پاؤں کو بھی سجدے کے موافق اٹھائے گا ایوری تھنگ ناؤ یو اوپن یور آئیز ٹو یو بی اکارڈنگ شریا یو اوپن یور ایئرز ٹو اکارڈنگ شریا یو آر واکنگ اکارڈنگ شریا ایوری ورک
It's impossible in a person, my husband was saying, it's impossible in a person with zikr all the time, that any kind of filthy thought will come in his mind. No filthy thoughts will come to mind. You won't have the opportunity to even look at the bad things on the cell phone. You won't look at the cell phone. You try to appreciate every time, every minute you've got. Some people say, you know, when they make zikr, then khatma say, Allah, Allah. Not that. Not that. Making zikr all the time, a condition will come into you that every moment, whatever step you do to take, is the right step. Is not that? It's the right step. That is continuing zikr Allah. To make continue, a person read Quran, continue read Quran Sharif. The barakah of Quran is that too. Make zikr. It's impossible for him thereafter to commit a sin. It's impossible for him to even cause any kind of harm to the next person with his tongue also. It's impossible to have any bad akhlaq in him. The barakah of zikr continues with zikr. The year Maldives, what happens is this? When he continues to like making zikr all the time, aank ko bhi dekh kar uthayega, to paav ko bhi shadiyat ke muaf uthayega, to ye maasiyat se mehfooz ho jayega. He will be protected from sin. My Hazrat is saying this. And I know with no doubt if a person does that continuously in his business also, he won't make one mistake. He won't have the, he won't have the urge to commit a sin. Then you begin to hate sins. You won't go near the sins at all. Masiyat se mehfooz ho jayega. Aur farmaya ke al-anbiya masoom aur awliya mahfooz. Al-anbiya masoom. Every nabi is masoom. You must know every nabi is masoom. Free. You cannot point a finger at any nabi. Every nabi is masoom. But awliya mahfooz. Allah Ta'ala protects. Allah Ta'ala protects. Ab aisi tabiyat ho jayegi ke usko awamin aur karne aur nawai se bachne ke liye sochna nahi padega. This is what the point is. When a person continues to get this condition in, then it does not become difficult for him. He does not even think to do the right thing. It's just there. He does not have to think to. It's just there. When he eats food, the right hand comes. When he goes to the toilet, the left foot goes. In the masjid, the right goes. He doesn't have to think anymore. When he takes food, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman. Everything becomes like that. He doesn't have to teach him all that. Sochna nahi padega. Balke, bila soche sunnat par amal hota rahega, uski masjid se nikalne par bhi sochna nahi padega. As he says, everything will become like that, every sunnah that will become in his life will become complete. You know something? When a person begins to make zikr of Allah Ta'ala and his relationship with Allah Ta'ala becomes strong, maybe his body is weak, but his soul is strong. He feels so strong at soul that he feels weak at body, but his soul is so strong, you don't know what he's going through, only he knows. He forgets all his sickness too. He forgets all his sickness. Aur jab namaz pad raha hai to har niklega to zikr mein laga rahega. As he says, ab sochna nahi padega. Daaya haath paon. In anything he does correctly. And khuda na kare if by mistake he entered or came out of the mosque with the left leg, with the right leg, with the right leg. He quickly go inside. That, you know, the khatak. Hey, came in. Indication came now. Hey, what's that? What did I do? Straight away you put it right. Straight away, no matter what happened, what can I do now? Is it wrong? Hesitation is there. I committed sin, hesitated. No, I mustn't commit this sin. Nikalne to jab namaz padhe to har nikle to zikr. جیسے کہ عیسیٰ پیدا کو دیا کہ صلاة تنتشروا فی الارض وابتغوا من فضل اللہ وذکروا اللہ کثیرا یعنی جب نماز ختم ہو جائے تو زمین پر پھر جاؤ اللہ کی روزی کی تلاش کرو اور ذکر کے کثرت سے کرو اللہ تعالیٰ is giving us a remedy go make money but do not forget me make enough money make all the money فذکروا اللہ کثیرا make ذکر اللہ do not forget me Because the only way that you do not forget me, make enough money, but mujhe yaad karte raho, do not make do anything wrong. Do not do anything. And remember one thing, you can make the zikr, but if you do not make fikr with it, you lose out. Fikr means that you do everything according to Allah's command.
وَبْدَهُمْ مِنْ فَرْدِ اللَّهِ جب نماز ہے جب ذکر میں لگا رہے گا تو خرید فروخت میں بھی اسی کا خیال کرے گا
you know in your business too you would not make one mistake that person can come and tell you no matter how much difficulty you're going through no matter how that day may the most quietest day for you and then one person will come and tell you you know I got this black door stuff you haven't come buy it man what are you talking you'll make money out of it you'll make money out of it And your friend will tell you, take it, man. At that time, the barakat and zikr that you're making continues in the lagao, the lagan, the contact with Allah Ta'ala. It will not allow you to do it. It will not allow you to do it. It will become like that. It will not. Just like when you walk outside now, when you make a zikr all the time, you'll be much with Allah Ta'ala so strongly. You walk out and you can see the most beautiful woman, you'll look at that woman. It will not allow you to do it, you will not look at that woman. Why? The continuous zikr of Allah Ta'ala. That is the lagao and the contact of Allah Ta'ala makes it so strong that you can be seen outside. If someone swears you to, you won't look at that person. You won't commit any guna of any kind. Udaqa Allah Ta'ala hamein naseeb karo. To khareed farog mein bhi, darah tarah khareedon mein. Halanke naap tol mein bhi kami karne walo ke liye azab aa chuka hai. Today you find a lot of people doing business. You know when it comes to measuring and all that. They give wrong measurements and all that. They give, as they say, azab for that. All kind of punishment for that. In the hadith is made very clear. Very clear. Aaj, jis tarah hum namaz ke mukhatab hai, qasr zikr wagaira ke bhi mukhatab hai. Kyunki purwat ka mukhatab musalman hai, kuffar shuru hai. Remember, namaz is only 1 minute. Namaz Allah Ta'ala give concession to. But zikr, there's no concession. Zikr? No concession. عُودَوْا عَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَتَفَكَّرُونَ When they sleep or sit down, wherever it is, it's zikr Allah. Now one person, same man, when he hit this madris, he goes, when he sits with his wife in a car, he makes zikr all the time. He's making zikr all the time. The wife says, Mona, he doesn't talk to me anymore. I said, what happened to him now? He's supposed to keep the wife happy. Now they both put one talking, say, well, who was I talking to now? While he's driving the car, he's making zikr so loud. So I don't know, it's wrong. That time when zikr with you. To talk to you is ibadat. To keep your heart in ibadat. You don't know what it is to keep a heart of the wife's heart is so great ibadat. What a great ibadat. If a person only knows how Allah Ta'ala made that, or that partner for him, she can become more, actually she becomes part for him to become more close to Allah Ta'ala, and he becomes close, part for him to become close to Allah Ta'ala. You don't know. That's why I tell the ladies and the women at home, do me one favor, no matter what the husband does, but keep him happy. Do not deprive him of his rights, do keep him happy. Allah gets happy with you. Allah gets happy, no matter what it is. Allah Ta'ala is happy. So that occasion you're supposed to keep your wife happy, talk to her. If she's not going to talk to you, then who should talk to them? Whole day you are talking to someone outside, smiling, showing your teeth, maybe Khuda na kare, showing the wrong people their teeth too, showing the wrong people their eyes too. But she's not showing anyone their teeth. She's bichari working there, and the time when you come there and sit in the car or to go somewhere, by the way, he started zikr. He is at that time to keep her happy. Everything Allah Ta'ala looks at the intention, and the most difficult person to keep happy is your wife. Why? Because she's with you all the time. She's with you. Terminality with contempt. So you do all the time? Ghar ki murgi hai ye to. So you don't talk anyhow to her? No. It's a very big test. It's a very big test. Talk with muhabbat. You have to fight yourself. You have to fight yourself. You have to banao. She'll tell you, what are you doing now? She'll tell you all kind of things. Fight yourself, muhabbat. Think if someone else came and spoke to me the same thing, how I talk to the person. I'll talk to the person with narmi, muhabbat. The wife will tell you, how you spoke to that person? I can't talk to me like that. Sometimes the phone call comes, you speak to the person, oh, the wife says, oh, you talk to that person like that and me. These things have to be put right. All these things that they call namaz, alhamdulillah, Quran, alhamdulillah, zikr, alhamdulillah. Is ko kehte insan ki kisi ko dil mat todo. So when making kasrat zikr all the time, making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all this quality is coming to us. All this quality is coming to us. And do not leave zikr without any valid reason. Valid reason is something else, but you do not leave zikr. If you got the time, make zikr. And you alone in the car, make zikr all the time. Because you alone, shaitan is with you. Make zikr, Allah is with you. Allah is with you. Make zikr. Allah will protect you too. What kind of things? So this is what it is. Jab zikr mein laga rahe to khareeb karo. Every way you find, agar un par amal nahi karta to ya to ilm nahi do. That's why they say that as far as possible, everything you do, you must have ilm ayo and have fear of Allah. These two things you have in you, and you kasar zikr, inshallah, is the whole barakat. Allah ta'ala amal karne ki taufeeq nasib kare. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma nas'aluka as-sihha wal afiyah. لما نحس الخلق والرضا فاطر السماوات انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره توفني مسلما ومحبين بالصالح صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب. I don't know.